Saudi Czar, Vice Premier Leo Kukh, will be in Washington this week for more talks aimed at ending the trade war between Beijing and the United States. His presence seems to be a good indicator Beijing is looking to make progress. AP correspondent Joe McDonald on the importance of Liu He's anticipated presence.
The announcement puts to rest concerns that the Vice Premier Liu He might skip the talks as a way of expressing frustration with Trump's surprise announcement. This suggests that President Xi Jinping's government puts the need to end this dispute that has battered Chinese exporters ahead of any need to show toughness in the face of U.S. pressure.
Hovering over the talks, U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to increase tariffs from 10% to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports at the end of this week. Discussions are set to begin on Thursday.
Questo crogiolo di culture e di appartenenze etniche e religiose.
Pope Francis today had praise for North Macedonia, which he said is a point of reference for a communal life marked by diversity and reciprocal respect. It came during the first ever papal trip to the newly named country, which he called a bridge between East and West. Once known simply as Macedonia, voters both there and in Greece okayed the name change in February to end a decades-long dispute between the two nations. Here in Washington, congressional Democrats say they're renewing their investigation into the Trump administration's response to Hurricane Maria, which killed about 3,000 people in Puerto Rico and caused unprecedented destruction both there and in the Virgin Islands. Some parts of Puerto Rico still lack basic services, including running water and electricity. The House Oversight Committee has sent letters to the White House, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency demanding records on the government's storm response. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we direct you online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, Monday on the political crisis in Venezuela. Both top diplomats are stressing they do not want foreign military intervention in the country, though Moscow already has troops in Venezuela, and has reportedly told Socialist President Nicolas Maduro not to give in to his political opposition. After meeting on the sidelines at the Arctic Council meeting in Finland, Pompeo said that he and Lavrov will have further conversations, but that he told Lavrov the United States wants Russian forces out of Venezuela. For his part, the Russian foreign minister said he warned Pompeo that U.S. military intervention in Venezuela would be catastrophic and unjustified. The Trump administration is refusing another request from Congress, this time over President Trump's tax returns. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report from the White House.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin says he will not give the returns to a House panel because its request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose, as Supreme Court precedent requires. Attorney General William Barr missed a deadline to give the special counsel's full unredacted Russia report to another panel, which will vote tomorrow on holding him in contempt of Congress. Both decisions set up legal fights, and Georgetown University's Victoria Nurse, who studies the separation of powers, says things don't usually get to this point.
Because the law is pretty clear that Congress has enormous leeway.
But President Trump has said he will fight all the subpoenas House Democrats throw at his administration. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler is scheduled to meet with Justice Department officials today as the two sides try to find a compromise on the release of the full Robert Mueller report. The United States has a Navy aircraft carrier strike group headed to the Arabian Sea amid unspecified concerns Iran may be planning an attack against American or allied targets. A Defense Department official tells VOA the fleet's arrival will be expedited in order to defend U.S. forces and interests in the region. Royal baby mania continues in Britain over the birth of a baby boy to the Duchess of Sussex and Prince Harry, though some Americans too are celebrating. Listen to Windsor resident Mandy Humbert.
Americans love royal culture, and we've always been really interested in it. So it just makes it extra exciting, I think, for us that Meghan is American.
A United Nations report says a million plant and animal species are at risk of extinction because of human activity, many within decades. The report draws on the work of 450 researchers from dozens of countries and warns the threatened mass extinction is something that has never happened before in human history. Once again, for more news every day, you can go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient-to-use VOA mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings.